Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and today I'm your preacher as well, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. My preaching today I call What Will We Teach Our Children's Children? And the reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, Surely this is a great nation, is a wise and discerning people. For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is, whenever we call? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children. Thus ends the reading. What is this law so wise for a nation? Well, as Jesus said, it's to love God, to love your neighbor as yourself, and also to care for the stranger, the widow, and the orphan. That's the things of the law. But it's a great way to live. I'm in Chicago, and these are strange times, unprecedented. All the schools are closed. The businesses are closed. We don't even have public mass, at least until Easter, if then. Very, very strange. And I look back at times like this in the past when things were so odd. World War II, when people came together, it said, helped each other for a greater cause, and we call them now the greatest generation, because they came together and did what needed to be done. Or I think about right after 9/11, and everyone was together. You speak of that event today, and people say, oh yeah. And we feel a bond to one another, that we helped each other pull through. That's the way it is. When neighbor cares for neighbor, we protect the stranger and the widow and the orphan. Though it's not always like that. I think of the 60s, when our country was torn apart by factions. You may say, peace, baby. But you bring that up now with a large enough group and you'll get a fight. A fight still going on. People didn't come together. They separated into camps. So now, in this unprecedented time, what are we going to do? Are we going to learn from our parents and our parents' parents? And come together and do what needs to be done to get us all through this. What will be the legacy that we leave for our children and our children's children? I hope it will be one of love and coming together to get through the impossible.